With the look at your sports this morning, I'm sports director Travis Krenz. Two player of the week honors for SDSU football, their kick returner Angel Johnson. He was named the Missouri Valley Football Conference Special Teams Player of the Week yesterday. Johnson returned the game's opening kickoff 99 yards for a touchdown in the Jackrabbits' 63-13 win over Youngstown State on Saturday. Johnson's kickoff return for a score was the first by a Jackrabbit since 2017. Also, SDSU center Gus Miller, he received the Conference Offensive Lineman of the Week honor. Miller's a senior from Brookings. He graded out at 90% at 5 pancake blocks as SDSU. They would rush for 404 yards against Youngstown State. Also, for the second consecutive week, a USD Coyote earned a Conference Weekly Award. Sophomore linebacker Gary Bryant III was the Defensive Player of the Week yesterday. He had 11 tackles, an interception, and a tackle for loss as the Coyotes, they defeated Northern Iowa 42-17 on Saturday. We will have coverage coming up this Friday night. Mitchell Colonel football, they will be at Huron, a must-win game for the Colonels to have any hope at the playoffs. It'll be this Friday night at 7 o'clock. KORN pregame show starts at 6. Also coming up this weekend, Dakota Wesleyan football, they will host Dort. That'll be Saturday, 1 p.m. at Joe Quinnell Field. Also Saturday, Dakota Wesleyan soccer back in action. The men and women host Midland. Women's game at 2 o'clock, followed by the men at 4:30. South Dakota State volleyball, the only undefeated team left in Division I. They're 16-0. They put their perfect record on the line at North Dakota State. That's this Thursday night in Fargo at 7. USD volleyball, they're 11-5 on the year. They will host Kansas City Thursday at 7. And South Dakota State women's soccer, they'll also be up in Fargo this Thursday night, taking on the Bison. That starts at 6 p.m. Jackrabbit women's soccer, they are 10-2-2 on the season. New York Yankees, they would win game one of their American League Championship Series versus Cleveland last night, 5-2. Juan Soto hit a home run during New York's three-run third inning. Cleveland became only the second team ever to throw two run-scoring wild pitches in the same postseason inning. Cleveland pitchers also tied a playoff record with 5 wild pitches overall last night. The Guardians walked 6 in a 9-batter span, and they had 9 walks overall. Also, Giancarlo Stanton hit his 13th career playoff home run for New York. Game 2 between the Yankees and Cleveland is tonight in New York, 6:30 on TBS. And the Mets, they have evened up their National League Championship Series with the Dodgers at a game apiece after home runs from Francisco Lindor and Mark Vientos. The Mets win 7-3. Lindor, he would lead the game off with a solo home run, while Vientos, he hit a grand slam as the Mets would score 5 runs in the second inning. Before Lindor led the game off with a home run, the Dodgers had put together 33 consecutive scoreless innings, which tied an all-time baseball playoff record. Mets and Dodgers have today off. Game 3 of the National League Championship Series resumes tomorrow night in New York.